Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Guys, I can't believe it. It's already week 6 of the NFL football season, but it also happens to be episode number 30 of the YWC Football Talk podcast. And for number 30, you can hear them already, that I said them, because there's more than one guest, because I had to bring in not one, but two guests who just will blow everyone else out of the water. And I don't have not just one, but I have both of the awesome Lorenzo Bros, Matt and Alex. Guys, welcome to the podcast. And Alex, welcome back.
How many times have you been on this podcast?
Only one. Twice?
Twice. You were on for the... Twice? No, I think this is the third or fourth time, actually.
Oh, wow.
You suck at paying attention.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been a while,
it's
though.
It's a pleasure every time, but...
I'm pretty impressed you got to 30 episodes.
I would have been on, like, 15 of them if I fucking wasn't able to make it half the time.
30 episodes of the podcast. It's pretty good. I don't know how many...
We're allowed to swear on this podcast, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to swear.
So I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Nope, we are not a PG podcast.
Unless Phil's on it.
Yeah, unless Phil's on it, then it's all... If Phil's on it, we just start talking like Philip Rivers here.
I didn't know if... I'm sorry. It's a football podcast.
No, it's all good.
All right,
Griff,
where are we starting, baby?
Though I'm just going to start quickly off. You guys know with you guys from Sunday's game, but just wanted to send quick well wishes out to Dak Prescott, who suffered that unfortunate injury. Compound fracture to his ankle and also to a dislocation. He's going to be out for about 4 to 6 months. Should be back probably by OTAs if all goes according to plan. And also, too, if the NFL draft and also the NFL offseason. And the only other thing, too, I wanted to mention on here quickly was there was actually a bit of a sad story today. Vaughn McClure, who's the beat reporter for the Atlanta Falcons from ESPN.com, passed away. So just sending out well wishes and thoughts and prayers to his family. And also, too, because I was going to get into a riff of the Atlanta Falcons firing Dan Quinn, but we all saw that coming. Like, no one knew that Dan Quinn, oh, was he going to keep his job as soon as they lost Carolina? I'm like, yeah, no, he's done.
I think they fired him, like, as the time expired.
Yeah.
And the Falcons lose, and Dan Quinn is leaving.
Yeah,
it was coming ever since the Super Bowl loss, so. Yeah. I mean, they should have gave him one more year, and then once they started sucking, I would have fired him.
I hated the Falcons. I'm pretty sure I traded for Matt Ryan from Griff the year I won the league, and I've just hated them ever since.
Yeah, you hated Matt Ryan the one year he actually was good.
But that was the year you'd lose points for a sack, and every time he'd get sacked, I'd scream. I don't remember that trade, but I feel like I traded, like, Russell Wilson for Matt Ryan because Russell wasn't that good.
Awful.
I won the league, so it's fine. But yeah, I had a hatred for the Falcons ever since then because they're so bad.
And then the Super Bowl happened.
Dallas should have one win right now. It should be the Giants game. Makes me so angry. But I was kind of disgusted by Dak getting hurt.
It sucks.
At first,
you don't want
to
see
be
that.
Like, all right, good. Now I don't have to deal with them winning the Super Bowl. But like after a second,
I don't think,
like,
they were winning the Super Bowl.
I was like, that's a disgusting injury, and like
he's been through a lot this year too with his brother.
Why couldn't it have been like? He seems like a genuinely nice guy. Why couldn't it have been like Zeke?
Yeah, if anyone, it would have to be the guy who keeps getting in trouble. But not that we wish injury on anyone.
Although I don't think he's actually really been in trouble. I just hate that guy's face so much.
Yeah, it's a Snapchat filter looking.
I hate him.
And he's also got that, like, nice new tattoo that says "Feed Me" right on his stomach.
I hope Ryback sues.
I hope Ryback wins the lawsuit. He has to get it removed or something.
I have a quick story. I told you. I don't know if you saw this, Griff. It's a quick TJ impression from Matt, but. We need TJ on this podcast to talk about Michael Thomas and why he keeps playing him.
The Michael Thomas incident.
He's still in a starting lineup for this week, and he's playing you.
Did you see the post that he wrote on the group page after I added him back?
No.
He was like, thank you to everyone but Griff. And I was like, and Griff didn't even say anything about it.
He's just being a dick. Anyway, about football, not fantasy. Apparently on some website, I don't remember which one it was, but it had to be a major website because it picked up Steam. That that Rashad Jennings was number 23 on the Giants. Yeah. So when Logan Ryan tackled Dak Prescott and injured him, they went to look, and people heard about it but didn't watch the game and looked it up. They saw Rashad Jennings, former Giant running back from 2016, who hasn't been in the league since, tackle him. And he keeps getting messages on his Instagram, and all he replies is, "I'm a retired running back."
That's hilarious. Can this also be a hockey podcast for 2 minutes? I just opened up Twitter and I saw something.
What?
What?
Can I say?
Is it about who?
The Rangers are finalizing a contract with that maggot at the end.
Oh.
2 years, 4.8 average annual value.
I'll take it. I don't think he's going to duplicate what he did this year, but...
All right. I just wanted to get that out of the way because I hate this guy.
Yeah, we all do.
All right, so I hate Tony D'Angelo. I hate Zeke. What do we got next?
And you love TJ.
What are your guys' thoughts on before I was going to go on Le'Veon Bell, do we want to give our thoughts on the Chiefs, or do we want to riff-raff about how Gase and the whole organization is just a complete clown show?
We could shit on the Jets.
Oh, my God, it's just so bad.
I just don't understand why Gase keeps blaming the execution of the plays and not the fact that he's just bad at his job. So he's basically saying all of his players suck, but he's good.
Listen, I'm calling the right play. You guys just suck. Oh, that's a great way to coach your team.
No wonder why Jamal Adams and Bell and everyone want to leave.
I think the Giants have been worse over the last, like, 4 or 5 years, but, like, at least we have Super Bowl highlights to watch. I'm like...
Yeah.
Well, somewhat recently. They're just a joke.
And we're still not as bad as them right now. Like, they should be way better than us.
What happens if Steve Cohen decides to buy the Jets, too, and then they're just better than the Giants and the Yankees? We're, like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good. No one can talk shit to us anymore.
The Jets have anybody of note?
Sam Darnold.
Chris Hogan.
Jameson Crowder, who's actually nasty.
C.J. Mosley, who opted out.
Yeah, C.J. Mosley. They would have a much better defense just with him.
He was even hurt last year, too. He was out for quite a bit.
Yeah. He hasn't done shit with them yet because of that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There was one player that last year was going to sign with the Jets and then re-signed with the Vikings after he already committed to signing with the Jets. And it was the most Jets thing I've ever heard. Anthony Barr, maybe?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Eric Kendricks.
Oh, that guy fell on
him? Yeah. That's the biggest Vikings accomplishment.
That's another team I can't stand. Kirk Cousins is terrible.
As a human and as a quarterback.
Guy got me banned from Twitter instantly for a week.
I look forward to that and you bitching about Adam Thielen. I look forward to those tweets.
Adam Thielen will get him 100 yards a game. Like, God damn it, why no touchdown?
only the fourth quarter. Like, I went to bed and he had nothing. I woke up, he had 20 points. I was like, okay, great, sweet. Like, they're so much worse than I expected. Oh my God, they're so bad.
I told you guys the Packers are much better.
They really are. Like, a lot better.
Like, the Vikings... the Vikings are one of those teams, though, where it's like every year they have the 1 year where they're good, then the 1 year where they're shit. Last year was their year they were good, now they're going to be shit, and I don't expect Kirk Cousins or Mike Zimmer or Rick Spielman, who's their general manager, to be there at the start of next season.
Dalvin Cook is so good, though.
Yeah, but he's always hurt. And Madison's just as good. So why sign Cook? I think it's their offensive line.
Oh, it's been their offensive line since last year.
Yeah, but look at Madison's numbers when he goes out. He's still, he had like 100 yards in the second half because he got hurt.
I hate those kind of guys. Like Latavius Murray.
He's nasty.
But if you have like Kamara on your fantasy team, you're like, get the hell out of here.
I fucking love young Latavius.
Fucking Latavius Murray.
It's like taking the risk, too, of like when you have Drew Brees in fantasy and they give the ball to Taysom Hill in like the red zone and then he runs in for a touchdown.
Yeah. Fun fact on Latavius Murray. I'm actually doing a franchise mode in Madden 2015, and he's my running back, and he broke the single-season record of yards. Saints.
He was on somebody before the Saints. Was it the Vikings? Maybe it was the
Raiders.
Vikings.
Ravens.
No, Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. Oh, yeah.
Ingram went from the Saints to the Raiders. The Saints to the Ravens, excuse me.
Oh, I cannot.
Yeah.
I typed in, Lestavi Nined Murr.
That's going to come up about Murr.
Wow, the first Latavius to come up is Murray. How about that?
Wow.
Madison, second. By the way, Madison had 112 rush yards last week.
Vikings, yeah, but he was also on the Raiders.
Raiders, Vikings, and then the Saints.
Okay. Wow. All right. He also went to UCLA. Quick little sidebar about Latavius. Doesn't get enough respect.
If Randy doesn't like it, watch Randy comment, terrible episode, never have Matt on again. Like, I'm just going to kill myself.
Nah, he's more of a Matt guy than he is an Alex guy.
I'm going to get a random tweet sometimes saying, you should have Matt back on the podcast sometime soon. Like, I get it with him sometimes with Phil. He'll tweet me, hey, Griff, when are you having Phil at Nightmare 10 back on the podcast? And I'm just like, soon, I don't know.
Randy's a great hype man.
Yeah.
I should feel better about myself.
I feel like him and Bitsy B have nothing negative to say about anything ever.
Yeah, no, it's just, unless he loses at the slots, that's about it.
I've asked him before. I was like, Randy, who do you hate? He's like, yeah, I hate somebody, but he won't elaborate.
Like, he's just too nice. He's
such a nice guy. I miss going to the casino. This is going to be your worst episode, Griff. I could just tell. I'm like,
this is
I'm
like
all over the place.
GoPod randomness.
I need Griff to steer me in the direction.
All right, where are we? What are we? What's the next topic, Griff?
Bell to the Chiefs. Do we think, like,
me and Matt are both pissed?
Yeah, my first reaction was, there goes Clyde's value. I'm gonna have to like bench him. Like, he doesn't do anything as it is.
I really wish he went to the Bills, because I want a good reason to dump Singletary. And I have Bell in that league. But yeah, Clyde now, I'm worried. It's going to be worthless.
He already wasn't their goal line back anyway, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be catching passes, and he's like, not
at all.
So,
I was expecting like 15 to 20 points a game.
It's not even like he's getting stuffed or anything. Last game, they barely used him.
Well, didn't he score that touchdown on the play that Kelce got a penalty?
Yeah.
I was like, mid-tweet. About, yay, we got it, and then he gets the penalty, and I had to, like, edit the tweet.
Yeah.
Like,
Travis Kelce is on Matt's shit list.
Yeah.
He scored another touchdown late in the game, and he's like, that idiot! I was like, what did Kelce ever do to you?
I still won that week, but my team is absolute garbage right now.
Kelce can have, like, 200... Kelce can have, like, 200 receptions, 3 touchdowns, and score him, like, 40 points, and they'll be like, oh, fucking guy, he couldn't get me another touchdown?
Well, if I'm losing, I need that extra touchdown. That's my favorite and least favorite thing about fantasy. Is like, I overreact immediately when the game starts. Like, Thielen has no catch. They haven't gotten the ball yet.
Yeah. They haven't kicked off.
God, it's still pregame, dude. Relax.
Oh, did I tell you guys that, So, I, in another group chat for sports, because I have a fantasy group that I play with back home, and TJ's in that as well, and I literally, pardon me?
Is Hassan in that?
No.
No.
I'm in a group chat though with those guys though, and Ivan Prakash. But when I looked at, so I sent a photo of our matchup to my group chat saying, "Hey, like, hey guys, don't be like TJ and reset your lineup." And he's like, "Yo, wrong league." I'm like, he was literally like making excuses for like why he lost, and I'm literally like, "You literally lost because your dumbass forgot to bench Michael Thomas." And then he was like, "Oh no, it's just you won by fluke." I'm like, "No."
I'm pretty sure he still has him in now for this week and doesn't have anyone on his bench that's a wide receiver that could play.
I got to kick him out of the league. Sorry, Teach, but you're out of that one.
Yeah, he's got...
I'm on a league with good communication.
Yeah.
This isn't it.
We have to do an in-person league. We'll fly Griff down.
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
We'll host him.
So
okay. Fly down.
So. You don't have to fly me down. Just pay for my flight from... just pick me up from LaGuardia. Yeah, he's still got Michael Thomas in for this week, and... I have an easy solution for him. He can just put Mike Evans from his flex in and then put he's got Gaskin on his bench.
There you go.
If he had started Gaskin last week, he would have beat me.
Yeah.
And I had the San Francisco defense who scored negative.
Gaskin on the bench.
Griff's defense got him -2.
Well, yeah.
His bench defense got him 14.
Well, San Francisco.
It's a fucking 16-point swing, Griff. That sucks, but at least you played TJ. What?
Look how bad he used to be.
Wow. That's when he was sucking Stafford off.
Freaking TJ. He's not even in last. He's in like the middle that week.
And he's like in third to last now or second to last. Once I beat him, he's going to be in last or second to last. Oh. All right. So
the only thing I was going to say too for the
Super Bowl anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Chiefs haven't looked good all year though, really.
Yeah, they'll get hot. And
yeah, I'd never count them out, but they haven't exactly looked great.
Right now it's Packers.
The Bills just shit the bed last week, and so I don't know who's going to win that game. Yeah.
They have the, after this week, they have the Broncos and then the fucking Jets, so.
Yeah, they have plenty of time to figure it out.
Yeah, but unfortunately, guys, tonight there's no football on, but let's get into some predictions. We got a full slate of games, including two games Monday, which I'm going to miss a bit of the first quarter of the first one because of work. But
I'll never talk shit about Thursday night football again. No. Fucking miss it.
Yeah, I like Tuesday football, too. Just give me one game a week, or one game a day.
And what about on Sunday?
Just one game on Sunday.
Well, I think it would work if they moved, like, a couple games from, like, Sunday to, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, just because it, like, doesn't, like, so you don't have, like, those games that get lost in the cluster of 1 o'clock or even 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I want to watch every game. Yeah. Make that happen, NFL. Yeah.
Literally impossible.
Yeah, I know.
The Octobox is as close as you get.
Yeah,
Griff, what's your favorite box? The Octobox, the Triple Box,
favorite box.
Or the Single Box?
I like the Octo at the beginning, but I can't, like, watch it as the Octo, but I have to go Triple's my favorite.
Anything more than two, you're like, I don't know what's happening. I can't.
I love the, and then when they put the sound on for one game, you're not sure which one it is at first. Oh,
yeah. Scott Hansen pees once before, once after. That's a fact straight from Scott himself.
Yeah. Sure, he did tweet us that. We didn't even ask him anything. He just said, hey, go pod. I don't pee.
I want the listeners of this podcast to know he pees once before and once after. I don't know how he does it.
Well, for all we know, he is like one.
You can't finish a sentence.
I literally before the game kick off, I gotta go now.
Well, let's talk week six games. Let's do some predictions. First game we got is Bears versus Panthers, which I really think this is a game of we're gonna basically what's it called? This game is the Dennis Green game to me, which we're gonna be like they are who we thought they were, like. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
For some reason...
I don't believe in the Bears at all, and I actually really believe in the Panthers. I think they're good.
Mike Davis friggin' what the hell?
Yeah. It's like Madison. It's like,
I can always relate something to a fantasy. Like, Lazy has McCaffrey. He gets injured. He gets Mike Davis. Like,
it's probably how it should be, though.
That's true, but, like, I didn't think to go pick him up.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Mike Davis is good.
And you don't even have kids or a wife.
Huh?
You don't have kids or a wife to pay attention to. Sure, well, that's
probably why, I don't think Lazy listens to this, but that's why he's like, edits his lineup like Saturday night or something.
I edit my lineup like Monday.
I'm on for the next week. I check every day.
Yeah, same.
Have you noticed that the fantasy points now for defenses are all at zero?
Yeah, it's done that a few times this year.
Weird. Did you ever get credit for that?
Yes.
That field goal kick?
Yahoo wasn't, like, counting field goals, just extra points for, like, half a game. It freaked me out. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I think I looked at other kickers, and it was the same. All right. I'm taking the Panthers.
I actually hate the Bears because of Seth Rollins.
That's why.
Well, I mean, I didn't.
Not because they're just pathetic.
And Vince, what's his name? Vinny Wasco.
Aw.
He tweets the same thing as Seth.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I love football. But they're the worst Marino team ever. Like the worst, what's the record?
You can't compare Vinny Wasco to Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
Vinny's a better wrestler. He's a much nicer guy.
I'm picking the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers.
Panthers minus 12.
Minus 1.5, actually.
No, I'm giving the Bears 12, but I'm saying Panthers.
All right, cool. I thought about going with the Bears, but you know what? I'm going to go with the Panthers. Like I said, I think this is the game where we kind of go, okay, the Bears aren't as good as we thought they were. The only thing I'll be interested in seeing, though, is how the defenses play against each other, because Carolina's defense isn't the best, and Chicago's defense, if Khalil Mack and them can get to Bridgewater like the way they got to Brady, I think the Bears could win this game.
How are they winning? By defense?
By luck. By shitty teams.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Came back. But I would take, I mean, I don't ask me who they added or who they drafted, because I don't remember, but I remember throughout all the offseason. I like the Panthers. They added so much defense.
They literally drafted only defense.
Yeah. And then, I think they signed a few guys, too. Oh, yeah. Yet they didn't keep Bradbury.
Wasn't he the first coach to ever draft, like, seven defenders?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's also making, like, $7 million a year as a rookie head coach.
The Giants. Matt Rule should have been the Giants head coach, but no.
David Tepp.
Me too. You hated JoJo, and I was like, give him a chance.
Oh, because he was being a tool.
And he wasn't, though. The media blew that up.
What do you think about your quarterback? Oh, yeah, that guy.
Like, he didn't do that. He just didn't name starters. like say it was like week one of the offseason, and he didn't name starters.
Yeah, it's an open competition. I'm not sure if our number two pick.
He's like, I don't even know who Saquon Barkley is yet. I haven't met him. And then the media ate that shit up. And Michael Kay was like, oh, say my name, say my name.
That's a great drop.
I know, but Joe Judge is fantastic, even though we're 0-5. I've never felt this good about a coach and been so bad at football.
Patrick
Graham was fantastic.
Who was the penalty on the touchdown?
Ratley and Fleming.
Fleming. He got so pissed. Pat Shermer would have just been like, what?
Pat Shermer, I'm surprised Garrett didn't clap. Good job, guys. Good job.
If you had to rank Giants head coaches in order of Judge, Shermer, and McAdoo, what would you rank them?
Judge.
My favorite is Judge, but McAdoo actually had a good year. But I think Judge is going to be the one to actually make it 3 years.
I don't understand.
But if Gettleman gets fired after the season, which everyone thinks he will, I don't like. I hate having a coach and then bringing in a GM. But there's no way they could fire Judge.
Well, they're not going to pay fucking four head coaches. They're already paying Shermer. They're probably still paying McAdoo. They're not going to fire Judge.
Yeah,
it's not his.
Hopefully, Judge will help pick the. But that's also what the fucking Jets did. They fired McCagnan. Gase was already there, and then Gase picked Joe Douglas. It's ass backwards, but we got stuck. But there's also, that I learned on this Talking Giants podcast, the other guy, like, assistant to or whatever, if we take from within, they're, like, so worried that he's going to be our next GM. And
who, Gettleman's assistant?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget his name.
Let's just bring Jerry Reese back. He won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, just fuck yourself.
He had one good draft, and that was his first one.
Who did he even take?
He took, like, Ahmad Bradshaw, what's his face, Boss. They all played in the Super Bowl.
There you go. And then he drafted fucking Eli Apple.
I don't really remember who they reached for Eli Apple. I don't remember who they beat in the two Super Bowls, but he won two of them.
All right. That was our Giants round. I didn't know we were going Giants yet.
We could do a whole episode just ranting about the Giants. Awful.
I'm trying to find out right now the whole Giants page just because I want to see who their general manager, the assistant at GM is, just because I'm actually kind of curious. Kevin Abrams.
You can't hear me.
Guys?
Evan Abrams, yeah.
Kevin Abrams.
Kevin Abrams, whatever.
Like, from Toronto, Canada.
Wow. Hey?
I think they just need to fucking get him. We're just a clown show.
We need Jamar Chase. We literally, our defense is good. I don't know how, I don't know when, but they became good.
Well, they weren't very good fucking last game against Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton made two ridiculous throws to CeeDee Lamb. Two balls were caught over the middle of the field.
Andy Dalton's not even that bad.
No, but two catches were made over, CeeDee Lamb had two catches over the middle of the field. And those were perfect passes in the first half. We shut them down. We shut Cooper down. That's Bradbury is the second best.
And the Astros walk off.
In the NFL.
Are you kidding me?
No, Correa just hit a walk-off home run.
George Springer, at least?
No, Correa.
Oh, that fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. Why? The Rays are going to blow it. The Astros are going to come back from 3-0 down. Are you kidding me?
Only 3-2 now, right?
I hate today.
Besides being on this podcast.
Hey, you get to talk to me for an hour, and then Matt's going to be like, I want to kill myself.
No, this is actually pretty fun. I'm just, like, falling asleep because I'm so tired for some reason.
Hey, I'm not going to expand.
I'm trying not to rip ass in the room, so. The podcast. Ah, cramp. Oh. Oh, my God. My leg just locked up. Oh, my God. It's like I'm playing football. Oh, my God. That hurts so bad.
I don't know. Dak's
going
through now.
Yeah, I can relate.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks podcasting.
I can't talk now.
Yeah. I was
going to... All right. Switch gears.
I was going to go into a different game, but you know what? I want to talk about it right now. Football team at the Giants. I'm going to say it off the hop and just straight up say it. I think the Giants get their first win of the season.
If they don't, then there's no hope.
I don't think I can ever pick the Giants again.
I don't think we can not beat Kyle Allen.
What is it? What's the line? -3?
Yeah, -3. For the Giants are a 3-point favorite.
No, I know. I'm just
Giants are favorite. Yeah,
I mean the Giants should win, but like
they almost beat Dallas, they almost beat Los Angeles, and they almost beat.
We almost beat Dallas.
The Bears.
Dak, like his leg snapped in half.
We were in that game the whole time. Andy Dalton made the best throw of the game. Not Dak.
Yeah, but Dak would have made it better.
I don't know.
The Giants, if they don't win, I'm just like, I give up.
Name a receiver, and I'll name a cornerback who could shut him down, and it's James Bradbury.
I just severely doubt that.
James Bradbury has the second best stats as a quarterback this year.
In Pro Football as a quarterback?
Cornerback.
Yeah, you're only doing stats on the Giants.
No.
All right, the Giants are going to win that game.
Can you name me another cornerback on the Giants?
No.
Wow, that's pathetic.
I know a safety.
Darnay Holmes.
That was really
Logan Ryan's also a quarterback safety duo.
That really sexy.
I know a safety.
Can that be a drop?
Were you thinking of Logan Ryan?
Jabril Peppers.
Oh, Peppers, yeah.
Who?
Jabril Peppers? Oh.
Fucking Odell.
The guy you acquired for Odell.
I never thought of Odell as a number two receiver until now.
The over-under for this game is 43.5. Do you think that goes over or under?
We'll probably win like 17-10. So
we're so bad.
We don't score. Like, I don't know how.
We're so bad.
Evan Engram in this offense this year is just so bad. That's a home run.
Bad every year.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's one of the best receiving tight ends when he's healthy. No, Caden Smith's better. Caden Smith's the future tight end. I don't even care if we trade Engram anymore. Caden Smith's good.
Not even our best tight end.
Well, he
is actually a better receiver, but what's the over-under?
He's so bad at blocking.
43.5.
I'm not going to take the Giants, although they didn't just score 30. What did they score? 31?
34.
Probably the over, then.
I'm taking the under.
All right, I'm going on.
I don't know how you could ever take the over on the Giants.
Because we just scored on Dallas. Redskins
defense is much better than Dallas's.
Yeah, but their rush defense is horrendous.
And our rush game is so good.
Well, look, Freeman was good last game.
He was good. He wasn't that good.
He was pretty. I mean, he was better than Barkley.
So far, yeah, but...
Oh, poor Saquon. Did you see that Judge made him travel with the team?
To LA, right?
Yeah, I think that was the game.
Yeah.
Because he's a captain. Like, really? The poor guy's fucked up his leg and you're making him travel?
I mean, you could travel easily. The flight would suck, but
it's
probably...
Was the game in LA? I can't... This season is just like
a... He probably had a comfy plane. I don't think he was flying.
No, but it's just... the Giants never have people travel who are injured.
I like Joe Judge. I like it. Team, they need to build chemistry and a good locker room. That's all Gettleman. Yeah. There is. He got rid of everybody we liked because they were bad guys. And he cleaned the culture.
I just love to see what we can do with Odell.
I'm in full bloom love.
All right, what's the next
game? Great drop of Gettleman.
Bengals at the Colts.
How are the Colts good? Their defense is nasty.
Yeah, their defense has been nasty, and their offense has a quarterback now.
I wouldn't call Philip Rivers a quarterback.
I mean, he was bad on San Diego. San Diego's bad. Look, Herbert, they still can't win.
Yeah,
but
he's good.
Yeah.
I already forgot the game.
Bears at Bengals. Or Bengals at Colts.
Bears at Bengals.
Colts and Bengals.
Colts bang. I hope the Bengals win, but the Colts are going to win. They're going to find out.
Yeah, Colts.
Joe Burrow. Oh, they just showed the fucking highlights.
Joe who?
Joe Burrow.
Okay. I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts as well. Next game's kind of a stinker. Lions at Jaguars.
That's fucking Jaguars.
That's a bad game.
I actually do like the Jaguars in this.
Minshew Mania. Jags.
Tony Khan Mania. Jags for myself, too. Even though I'm starting Matt Stafford in fantasy this week.
Say Jaguars again.
Jaguars.
I love that.
Jaguars. I'm going to start saying that.
Jaguars.
There's Jaguars, Jaguars, and Jaguars.
Yeah, true set.
Jaguars. the next game on the list, I want to pick a winner. It's another dud, too, but I don't even know if this game's going to be being played, and that's the Atlanta Falcons versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Atlanta Falcons.
You said that earlier in our other chat.
Who are they playing?
In Minnesota.
Rami and I just refuse to pick the Falcons ever again.
They'll probably tie.
So I almost said Falcons. Vikings.
Vikings.
Even though Cook's not playing, so Falcons.
Who cares? They have Madison.
That's true. You're a fucking guy.
He's good. I don't like him, but I like Murray.
Hope he has a shit game.
And me too. I think I'm playing him. All right.
Ravens at the Eagles.
Ravens.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Ravens, especially if they're at the Eagles.
Kamara's not doing fucking shit this year.
Yeah, the Eagles defense is going nuts.
That's
true.
Carson Wentz is the worst quarterback in the NFC East. Give me Kyle Allen any day over him. Alex Smith's the best one on that team.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to crush them, hopefully.
Ravens by like 98.
98.
Patrick Queen with 6 pick sixes. It was close to that against the Bengals.
6 of them?
I think he had 2.
Fucking Tyler Glass now.
Next game we got is Browns at Steelers. Let's see. Is there going to be a helmet used as a weapon in this game?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's going to be huge. I'm going to say Browns if Odell's healthy.
Steelers.
Hold
on. I want to say one thing. I picked the Browns against the Cowboys, and Matt goes, LOL, Browns.
They were terrible.
Terrible. They were like 1-1.
Their defense is awful.
Dallas' defense.
Dallas was putting up 50 points a game.
Just want to say, looking back, I made the right choice.
They still almost lost, too.
The Odell end around, though.
Let me get my Subway Aaron's way.
You come here every day. This is Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think this is Subway.
Talk like a New Yorker, even though we're in Jersey.
Do they have Jersey Mike's in Canada?
No, they do not. We have Firehouse, though, and that's a lot better than Subway.
Oh, I love Subway.
Subway is, like, good, but it's like the McDonald's of sub places. It's generic.
Yeah.
They're all deli meats and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Subway's also good. Subway's only good if you get Italian herb and cheese.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Houston at Tennessee.
I've said this from the beginning of the year. Houston's going to be terrible, so Tennessee.
Same, Tennessee. I'm going to go Tennessee, even though, I don't know if Alex saw this, but yesterday I got into it with a Titans fan on Twitter because I retweeted their video saying that about them flexing about their, and everyone said we broke the rules and everything, which they did.
Yeah.
And then
they're still stupid.
Yeah. The guy clearly was like guy who doesn't believe in COVID and he probably supports Trump, and then Ramey actually clapped back at him.
Fucking Ryan Tannehill.
Fucking Ramey.
Yeah. Isn't Derrick Henry not really doing anything?
No, he went off these last couple games, I think. He had, like, good amount of points.
If you're not on my fantasy team, I usually don't pay attention to you.
He ended Josh Norman's career.
That I saw. That was
amazing. I saw that live, too. That play didn't even count.
That's true, but he fucking wrecked
it. I couldn't even believe that was him. I didn't know Norman had long hair.
Norman get up, he grabs his ass and checks his butthole for blood. He just got raped.
Norman literally just, like, took the Washington football team for, like, every dollar they were worth and said, hey, pay me, and then never ended up amounting to shit.
I honestly didn't know.
Or in the league?
Yeah, me either. I had no idea.
I didn't know he had long hair either.
Yeah. So when they said Josh Norman, I was like, wait, that Josh Norman? That tool?
He got into a fight with Odell, and then his career went nowhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's no James Bradbury.
Odell ended up in Cleveland, so.
I mean, he's still good and relevant and shit. And he shit.
Like, I'm pretty sure Norman's on, like, a league minimum contract right now.
All right, are we here to talk about Odell's sex fantasies or the next game?
We can talk about that later. Next game is the Broncos at the Patriots, one that should have been played last week but's playing on Sunday now.
I kind of like the Broncos, but I'm going to go Patriots.
Pat Ryan's.
Yeah, Patriots, definitely. They're healthy.
Yeah. I was a little concerned if, like, Cam wasn't playing for obvious reasons, but Cam's going to be back, and so too is Stephon Gilmore, so I am picking my Patriots.
They're definitely going to win. Broncos suck.
Yeah.
Who's starting at quarterback for the Broncos?
I think it's going to be Locke.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah.
So they didn't even need Bortles?
No.
Oh.
Damn, I wanted to see a Bortles fucking Brian Hoyer game. That's what it was looking like for a little bit.
Brett Rypien probably would have started, and then Bortles would have been his backup.
Did anyone else wish it was Rypien instead of Rypien?
Rypien.
That's what I read the first time I saw his name.
Yeah, you also thought it was Mickey Rookie.
You know, I was young, and he was pretty irrelevant at that time.
Still Mickey Rourke. Come on.
Let's see. Next up, we actually have a fun one. The New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins. Miami is a 9-point favorite, which I don't think I've ever seen before.
Dolphins by 15, at least. Fitzpatrick's going to go off.
We don't trust Joe.
He's one of the top-scoring fantasy players this year, and I just picked him up off the waivers.
Yeah, the one time you need him, though, he'll shit the bed. But the Jets are definitely not going to win. So, Miami.
The Jets.
Can you specify which Miami?
If you look at the Jets' next three games after this, they have the Bills, the Chiefs, and then the Patriots.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting a win this year.
It might go 0-16.
Their schedule, I mean, the Dolphins are the easiest team they'll beat, and we think the Dolphins are better than them by a lot.
The Giants will win one game and still not get the first pick.
It's fine. We don't need a quarterback. We need a wide receiver.
You want the first pick. Options.
Can I say the other stretch that the Jets have to finish the season?
Yeah.
At Seahawks, at Rams, versus Browns, at Patriots.
Fucking terrible.
Not winning. Good luck. Game.
The only other teams they play is at the Chargers, versus the Dolphins, and then versus the Raiders.
I don't think they'll be resting weeks the last week, but if the Patriots were, I think Brian Hoyer still beats them.
Like, remember when the Giants, they didn't rest people, but they beat the Redskins that game that they had nothing to play for? Last time we
were good. 11-5.
That was Kirk Cousins' game.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah, you know the matchup, the Giants matchup today is, or this week is Thomas versus Chase Young.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be interesting to watch Thomas get absolutely destroyed. Knicks? I wish.
Yeah. Like I said, Miami's winning this game. Miami's my survival pick for the week, so hopefully that keeps me in the league. I got a strikeout of the Colts. And I've been perfect ever since.
Guaranteed Fitzpatrick 3 interceptions. Joe Flacco is a career day.
I think Sam's playing. Oh, no, Sam's done. Forgot about that.
Yeah, Flacco's playing.
For a while. They play. They still play. That's how pathetic the Jets are. They played Darnold even when he was hurt.
Fucking Quinnen Williams is going to have like 5 sacks, and they're still going to find a reason to trade him, not even get a first-round pick for him.
Yeah.
They just have to call Dave Gettleman. He'll give him a first, I'm sure.
No, what? Why would he?
Because he's an idiot.
Who do we give a first for?
But he makes dumb trades.
Yeah, well. Who did we draft with the Odell pick? Was it DeAndre Baker?
I hope not.
Because he was one of our first round picks.
We're all right.
I think we traded back in during the draft to get that. I think it was the Dexter Lawrence pick.
Which was
a good pick.
Yeah, the Dexter Lawrence pick is the Cleveland pick. And then the DeAndre Baker, which will probably end up in a Florida penitentiary in the next 2 years, it was from New Orleans via Green Bay via Seattle.
Yeah, I think that was a draft day trade to get back into the first round.
Yeah.
Took the first cornerback. It could have taken all of them. Took the worst fucking clubhouse guy. Even though Gettleman tried to clean the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I'm saying clubhouse.
It can be locker used in football.
Locker room talk.
Yeah. You know, apparently.
Clubhouse. After lights. All the stadium.
Do you guys ever know how Baker got caught, by the way?
Baker?
DeAndre Baker.
Mayfield? Oh, DeAndre?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to jail, I'm pretty sure.
No. Do you know why he ended up getting arrested, though, for it? Like, obviously, for what he did. Justin from Talking Giants said this when he was on. Apparently, he was on his Instagram story, like, flexing that he got away with it, or he, like, DM'd someone about it, and then the cops got a hold of that, and then they arrested him.
Fucking idiot. I'm glad he's in jail.
Has anybody here ever interviewed Boone Jenner?
Oh, yeah, me.
I was like, wait.
Took, like, a split second to realize, like, what the heck,
I was like, is this recorded?
No, we aren't recording.
Amazing.
The bottom lip came out.
Nope, wait. Yes, I did. It's like, whoa.
Nope, yep.
I'm pretty sure I know somebody who did, and I'm pretty sure it was Griff.
Yeah, he interviewed hockey players like 10 years ago.
That was amazing.
And now they're famous. Yeah. And they don't remember Griff, sadly.
I bet you Boone Jenner definitely does. Like, yeah, I was on the Saskatchewan Fucknuts, and you interviewed me.
Griff went all the way to Saskatchewan to interview a fucknut. He's on the ground laughing.
It's not... I feel like Matt, it's very easy to pop Matt. Or he just popped himself.
Yeah.
You said he went all the way to Saskatchewan to interview a fucknut.
You said that, though.
Yeah, but that was the team name. I didn't
know he was a fucknut. No, he is a fucknut. He's on the team. It's like saying DJ LeMahieu is a Yankee. He's a fucknut. He plays for the fucknuts. What's the next game?
Probably the best game of the weekend.
No, we already went over the Jets Dolphins game.
Okay, second best.
No! Why is it? It's the worst ever.
Matt's so bad at podcasting now.
It's all good. Packers at Buccaneers. Packers at Buccaneers.
Oh, Packers by like 45.
No way. They'll cover. It's only 1.5.
It's one.
What is Alex giving me with these lines? He said it was 1.5.
It changes. We do lines on Wednesday morning.
I need the Wednesday morning lines. It's only a 1-point game.
No, I don't want to give you my picks and stuff for that.
You think Ramey will take Bucks plus one?
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
Packers.
Packers by a million.
What's the over-under for how long it takes for Brady to scream at his offensive line?
The second that Za'Darius Smith gets pressure, which is instantly.
I only have one thing with Tom Brady I want to say right now is I love...
And this is his son too long?
Apart from that. I love the... Or not love. I just found it kind of interesting how he denied the whole fourth down thing, but then he took the photo of him with the four that became a meme and then put LeBron's face over it to congratulate him. I'm like, you don't even own up to what you did, and then you use the meme like to benefit you.
I didn't even see that. Fucking Tom, you're clearly caught on film asking. That was fourth down.
Well, that's like J.R. Smith being caught saying like he didn't know what fucking the score was, and LeBron's like, yeah, I don't know. They clearly didn't know what the score.
Well, LeBron shouldn't throw him under the bus. J.R. should be like, I'm a fucking idiot.
LeBron should. J.R. Smith's a moron.
Yeah, but he still wants him playing with him for some reason.
He probably has his fucking weed dealer.
J.R. has how many rings now? Three.
Two.
Well, he has two of them.
He's going to win a ring sit first from starting now. The Raptors or the Knicks? Let's be real.
The Raptors at least have a head start of making
it. It was a joke.
Hey, you never know. Mitchell Robinson could be the next fucking...
fucking Luol Deng.
Next, I almost said Antonio Pierce for some reason. Next Patrick Ewing could be really good and never win a ring.
I don't think he's that good.
He's already bad.
But he's nasty. Well, he is the single season record holder for a field goal.
Welcome
percentage.
To the YWC NBA podcast.
I was actually going to talk to you guys if you wanted to do a YWC baseball or YWC hockey podcast at some point.
I could talk about baseball all the time.
Who did you
hockey? Pick? I don't know enough
did
about.
Did Griff pick the Bucks?
No, I'm picking the Packers. I just wanted to say that with Brady. I love the fact that like he doesn't own up to it. And he's just like, oh yeah, no, it's fourth. It's fourth. No, Tom, it was third.
He was just shouting out Arn Anderson.
Yeah. Arn Anderson of all of them. It's not Rick.
Not Tully.
Tom Brady's a big bully guy.
Yeah, he probably is. Fucking idiot. Doesn't know shit about wrestling.
No, I'm going Packers too, though.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Bucks will probably win by 12. The
Bucks suck. They're not good.
They look really good, and then sometimes they look awful.
They didn't beat the Bears. They're so bad.
I remember watching that game last
week.
I literally remember watching that game last week being like, Tom Brady's got a minute 13. Matt Nagy managed the clock horribly. The Bears are going to fucking lose this game. And then the Bears won, and I was just like, okay, what? Like, it's like, what the fuck was that?
I know they're hurt. Like, Godwin keeps getting hurt.
Evans is hurt.
Evans is playing hurt, yeah.
Evans hasn't practiced this week. Which, guys, just hold on a second. Their feed froze. So, if you guys... Oh, yeah, lost the connection. Cancel. I gotta dial them back in. Sorry about that, guys. Technical issues. But,
The big thing with the Bucks too, like I said, Mike Evans hasn't practiced this week. And guess who has Mike Evans in their starting lineup right now? I think the feed froze again, guys. I'm sorry about this. Just give me a second. Yeah, we are suffering some... Oh, no, there he is. Alex, I'm going to turn off the... I'm going to turn off my video.
There's okay.
And yes, so Mike Evans is currently in TJ's starting lineup. And TJ now has Michael Thomas and Mike Evans, who one's definitely not playing because of a bye week, and one may not be playing because of injury this week. So, Alex, I'm going to take Alex by 50 in their fantasy matchup.
I think if TJ left him in for Griff's matchup, he has to leave him in for mine. I think that's just fair.
Such an idiot.
Just lock his roster. That's his roster for the rest of the season. He's a central bye week.
I played him yet. I'll probably lose
to him. He's a bye week. I'm still going to fucking stress about this matchup.
Scotty, what's his last name?
Miller?
Yeah, Griff was like, he's the next big thing on, like, six episodes ago. I guess he was like, he's the next Wes Welker. Except
he'll you pass. Have listened to every minute of every wide receiver.
Too soon.
What?
Welker had a huge drop.
In the oh, I was going to say Edelman's pretty good in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Welker.
I know.
I remember the Giants, like, he was a free agent. We all wanted him to sign.
Who? Walker?
Wanted Walker.
Yeah, no.
He's still good.
The guy had like 9 concussions in a year. You still there, Griff?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Letting you guys talk.
I missed your face, though. Sucks.
Oh, sorry. Well, the connection was bad. I'm going to turn it on right now just to see if I can make it work. Next up, Sunday Night Football, Rams at 49ers.
Rams. I have to bench the 49ers defense. They were fucking
off. I dropped them in one league. I just like couldn't.
I might have to.
I have the Giants defense now, and I'm actually confident.
Hector dropped the fucking Patriots defense.
Idiot.
Pick up Cleveland.
Idiot.
I had a whole thing with him where like, he dropped the Saints defense because he had them and the Patriots, and Lacy picked them up, and I was like, you idiot. The Saints are projected to be amazing, and of course they suck.
They're awful, yeah.
But then he dropped the Patriots. I'm like, I have waiver number one, so I will be picking them up. Thank you.
So you kind of just fucked them.
Well, you can't drop somebody and just be like, hey, guys.
But you told him not to drop the Saints.
No, I didn't. He did first, and I was like, why would you do that? I didn't think the Patriots defense would be any good. Because like, didn't they have like a ton of guys opt out?
We should do a podcast about our fantasy league where we just strictly talk about the shit that pisses us off for that one league.
There's nothing that makes me fucking happy. Even when I'm up by 1,000, I'm like, you fucking idiot. You suck.
He's like, of course this guy's getting good on my bench. It's like, well, don't you want your bench to be good? So when you have to play them, you're confident?
I only want them to be good when I play them. Fantasy has ruined Sundays. Like, it really...
But you can't stop playing.
No, I can't. I'm never
going to It's too fun.
It's too much fun.
You feel like a real GM.
Once you draft, and then once you start to lose, then it's fucking ruined.
Griff, ask Matt how many leagues he's actually in.
Matt, how many leagues are you in?
Leagues total or ones that matter?
No, leagues total.
Leagues total.
I'm in... The two that we're in, and then like three random public leagues.
That's it? I thought you had like 7 leagues.
No. I just like to draft, and then every time I drafted, I got like the 7th pick or later. It's like I got the 10th pick twice.
I'd rather that than like 6.
No, you want right in the middle.
No,
you don't
I hate
wait
that.
Too long.
I'd rather, I like to back to back picks.
Although in Orgy, I think I had the 10th pick, and I'm in first place, so you can win.
Are you in first place?
Yeah. Oh. It's my DAC in a box.
I just beat him.
Thank you.
Did you see what I tweeted him?
Yeah. Third in that league.
Did you see what I tweeted him? He sent us in the like.
Oh
in
yeah.
The, he's like, "Welcome to your that. New. Hey, to your new number one seed."
Did he tweet that? Like.
He just
before?
Said it in the chat.
Yeah.
Like, on Yahoo. The week after he became number one.
Matt, you're actually in second right now. Hyde and Zeke, who is Ryan Sonar, is in first.
Wow, he traded it from all elite fleet.
Yeah, he's really good. His team is.
Yeah. Nasty.
I love how Phil's one in
the trade I sent to Ben was that bad.
I love how
he didn't come.
He gets a 4th round for Chris Carson, and I give him Singletary, so he gets a starting running back.
Yeah, well,
he gets
an
8th or something.
He probably still
Carson
has a 9 win.
Chris Carson, well, that's fine, but Chris Carson is like a 4th rounder.
Yeah, but he was way under.
But I don't think he's going to be a 2nd, 3rd rounder next year.
He should be.
We'll see.
Maybe Randy, if you're listening. Actually, I was going to say stop taking your quarterback, but it helps teams, the rest of the team.
I just don't know why he still does it. He's coming last like the last 2 years.
Griff, I don't think you were in the league move this time, but he would take Tom Brady first, no matter when he had to pick, other than maybe first overall. Every year he'd take Brady.
I remember that.
The third pick, Andrew comes in, takes Brady, and the whole league was like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. And then he took Aaron Rodgers next. Like, don't take a quarterback with your first pick. You go to the second round, and all the good running backs are already gone. Like, you have to take a running back.
Yeah, my friend is in a 14-team league, and he's like...
That's horrendous. Why do that?
He goes, Michael Thomas or Derrick Henry. And everyone's like, Michael Thomas is the best receiver ever. You have. I was like, dude, when you're going to be in the second or third round, you're going to already be like, shit, I had no options for running back.
You can draft Justin Jefferson in, like, the 10th round.
He texted me, like, the next day, the next round, he's like, this sucks.
Like, I want to go... Like, the only reason I got Lamar Jackson is I had an extra first-round pick. So I got Lamar with my third or fourth pick.
Lamar and Mahomes are the only ones worth getting in, like, the third round.
Usually I go running back, running back, running back, because there are no good ones after them.
I draft like the Giants. I go best player on the board.
Then you'll get stuck with, like, James White, who does, like, nothing most of the game.
So no, the person I actually think is the best player. The rankings. I'm not a ranking slave.
So you just go all the way down and pick fucking Devonta Freeman, who's a free agent?
Right, pick probably somebody from LSU. Stupid.
I just got to say something quickly about our league. So I'm looking at the standings. Phil is 1-4 and has more points than four players in our league. One of them being me, who I'm in fourth with 649 points.
I usually benefit from that a lot. Like,
wow.
I'll score really low, and then somebody else will just be even worse.
Hey, Griff, you're fourth in YWC?
Yeah.
Shit, good job.
Ryan's in first, Matt's in second.
The video I made praising you was from the other league, though, right?
Yes, which Lazy and we're both was
horrible.
Yes. Still Kay Ballard?
Yeah, Kay Ballard. Great name. Should have been Kay Mallard.
I don't get it.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
I drifted it out.
Jurgen's turtly?
That picture of Murr is frightening.
It's great. I made a mistake in that league for one of the first times. I fucking played DJ Shark.
When who?
Against you.
DJ Shark?
Yeah.
Shark.
Juju?
Shark.
I'll say Shark. And I still beat you with a fucking zero.
I know, I was so bad. But now I have Thomas and Brown.
Let me go find that week. Because the scores were terrible.
My wide receivers are unreal now.
Terrible.
Michael Thomas, AJ Brown, and Jamison Crowder.
Hold on. I have to.
I'm going to win that. I'm going to make the playoffs in both of our leagues. Guaranteed. Yeah, I'm surprised you know who that is.
The score was. I was predicted to lose 132-128. The score was 113-111.
It's way higher than I thought.
I threw up Chark with a zero and still beat you.
What was my lowest scoring for people? I probably had like...
Fournette had 4.2. I almost said Odell and then OBJ at the same time. Odell had 9.9. Jonnu Smith, 11.
I actually did the math for the next, like, 7 weeks to see if I should trade or if I should trade for or trade away. And I actually did the math, and I was like, I have a good chance of making the playoffs.
And Cam Newton sucked that week, too.
Hey, Matt, who's Phil Asio? Or Chio?
Keep trying.
Never going to get it right. Okay, who's David Lee?
Laughing, Griff. Turn your video on.
Your video's not on. Mine is, though.
Oh, not? Sorry. I don't know how to work an iPhone.
That's all good.
Oh, here.
Phil
Accio.
Okay.
The joke paid off.
Okay, literally, all I see right now is just Matt's forearm and then his leg. Okay, I see his hand.
Oh, why is this not on front-facing camera? Sorry, Griff.
There's Alex.
Our mom is downstairs freaking out, like we're screaming. It's Phil Accio, like the sexual.
Okay. Accio.
Yeah, Phil, like fellatio.
Gotcha.
That's my gay friend. Olive Peacock. Yeah, he was Olive Peacock's.
Oh, okay. So Raimi left this league then.
Yeah, he bitched about something, and then I was just like, dude, all right, I'll take you out.
What?
He didn't want to be in it because he was complaining, so I was like, whatever, I'll just get like Joe. But I kind of want Raimi back in. Raimi? No. He won the league back-to-back years.
I think, Raimi wasn't bitching about it. He just, like, didn't have time to, like, do anything.
Check his team. Up, home run.
Ozuna.
Told you, he hits a home run every at bat. He has two.
All right. Is there one more game?
There is two more games, actually. The one I was going to say, and also two for me, I'm going to go I thought about going 49ers, but I'm just going to go Rams just because I don't really – they're really banged up right now and everything. Next up is the Chiefs at the Bills.
I have to pick the Chiefs, but they both look pretty bad.
I might have picked the Bills if they won this week.
That's true.
They look awful.
Buffalo has one of the worst – like the Bills – the guy from the Bills podcast, Joe Miller – who I had on last week said that, or he tweeted out this week that the Bills have the most overpaid defensive line in football right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that true?
They're not good at rushing the passer, and their run defense is terrible. Like, we saw Derrick Henry and then Daryl Henderson, too, just, like, run wild on them. Even Josh Jacobs played decent. So, with Le'Veon Bell and Edwards-Helaire, like, and Mahomes being able to run, who knows how good this, or not how good, how this Bills defense is going to handle Patrick Mahomes.
The first one in a couple weeks, Cam Akers was supposed to be the starting running back.
Well, they went like three different weeks. It was like one guy would be good week two, and another guy, and then week three. It's now
preseason. It was like Cam Akers is going to take a couple weeks.
That's why I drafted him.
Yeah, same. I told everyone, I was like, you should take Cam Akers. He's going to be the last starting running back.
Now I don't even have Malcolm Brown on my team anymore. Like
it's only Henderson.
He had the good week once. Everyone picked him up, and now he's fucking garbage.
That may happen to me this week with Chase Claypool.
Yeah, Chase Claypool probably won't do anything and people will drop him again. I picked him up and then I needed a spot, so I think I just dropped him again because like, he probably won't do anything.
Well, I picked him up because in the one league I'm in, I had Boston Scott on my bench, so I'm just like, I'm going to go get Claypool instead.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he torched us.
But he plays for Philly and his name is Boston. Go fuck yourself, dude.
Would you like him if he was on, like, a Boston team and named Boston? That would be worse.
No, I still hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on a terrible team I hate, and his fucking name is Boston.
His name could be Matt Lorenzo, and if he was on the Eagles, you'd hate him.
The only people that think that name is cool is Jake Namir. So, what? See the shout-out video? They said I had a cool name. And then he made fun of Amir's middle name. His Shmuel.
Shmuel. I gotta rewatch that when we're done.
So we're all going Chiefs, right?
Huh?
We're all going Chiefs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he said something about right Twix.
I thought he said Romo.
I thought he said right Twix. And I was like, oh, no, I'm a left Twix guy.
Yeah, same.
Actually, I'm a right Twix. I lied.
What did Romo say about Dak's injury again? Oh, it's just a cramp?
He said that would have never happened to me.
He said, ha, 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 bet you wish you still had me now, bitch.
Ha, 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 just kidding.
thank you. That's going to get me through the rest of this year ever. Ha, 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 no. Just kidding.
No, I'm just trolling.
Can we just have the YWC Family Guy podcast?
Well, we just quote it.
Yeah, no way this is the shrimp.
No way this is the shrimp. Hurry up, shrimp. Hurry up, shrimp. Hurry up. I don't remember the rest.
Who comes up with that stuff?
Let's do a bit about shrimp. Let's do a bit about hurry up, shrimp.
All right, what's the last game?
Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys.
Cardinals by at least five.
Spread's only 1.5.
Isaiah Simmons hasn't played like...
Honestly, forgot about him until Randy mentioned him today.
I mentioned him yesterday about how he doesn't play the snaps.
Wasn't that today?
Oh, well, then I mentioned that.
Somebody mentioned him today, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think it was yesterday.
I would have picked the Cardinals.
I'm pretty sure it was yesterday because I heard that on the Talking Giants
podcast. Well, I surprisingly don't hate, even though they ruined me in Survivor in
who?
Like week two. I made it all the way to Yahoo's like week 10 or 11 last year, and like fucking Cardinals screw me out of.
I always forget to do a Survivor thing.
It's fun.
I know, you don't invite me in your league.
It's not a league. I just joined the fucking generic Yahoo League.
Oh.
I mean,
we're going to do one next year. It's like a $10,000 prize or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, let's do that.
Griff, you guys win that. Griff, you in? Can you contribute like $3,000?
Oh, I already owe you an NWO spray paint belt, so what's another $3,000?
That's true. We all just put in a grand for Survivor.
Is it okay if I give you $2,500 and then buy you the belt?
That one. Griff, who are you picking?
Cardinals.
Fuck Dallas, right? I kind of hope Dallas just ducks Dallas. Wins like six games.
Do you still have your Buck Fawson shirt?
Oh, probably. I had a lot of t-shirts that I don't wear anymore.
Should Matt just wear that shirt and just say Scott underneath where it says Boston?
Oh, fuck. Griff's not even going to upload this podcast. It's so bad.
Oh, no, I'm uploading it.
His worst reviewed ever on whatever.
Oh, Randy's going to be like...
I'm just worked loud or whatever. Because if Randy doesn't tweet Griff's and terrific podcast, we're awful.
Could you imagine if this is the one week Randy's just like, yeah, bad.
Couldn't get through it.
Couldn't finish. It's like Peter with the Godfather.
You know, as soon as he hit the Boone Jenner line, I quit.
You know, yeah. The only time when Randy never tweeted me about a good podcast is when I had Talking Giants on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wonder if he listened. He probably didn't. He probably saw the guest and was like, nah.
Probably.
Justin Penick, if you're listening, I'm a fan of you now.
Yeah, no, Justin was a great guest. I'm hoping to get him back on sometime. It's just tough because he's busy with his stuff. Because he's got that podcast. There's one they do where it's just football. And then they do a, I think I told you about this, Alex, but a Giants history one where they'll go back and they probably watch Giants games from like 1985.
Jesus. Yeah. I don't think I can put myself through that. I'd do that just to watch LT play. Yeah, that's true. I can't believe he played until 93. Played a year with Strahan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was it LT that had a coke problem or did he...
Yeah. He's also said he used to give, like, he paid hookers to, like, go to the opposing running back's hotel and fuck them all night so they were tired in the morning. Like, that's
like, it wouldn't be that tired all the next morning.
Fuck all night.
The next morning? I feel like I'd still be okay. My dick would hurt.
You haven't had sex ever, so what do you know?
It's true.
But also, too, I don't know if Matt knows this, but I'm kind of like a quasi-Cardinal fan, kind of like how Alex back in the day, I don't know if he still is, but how Alex liked the Jaguars.
I like the Jaguars. They're cool. Yeah. I like Bortles. That's why. Fucking Blake Bortles.
I'm the same because, like, I actually like Kyler Murray. I think he's a really good quarterback.
My second favorite team, though, is the Packers. Pussy. I think I just love Aaron Rodgers. Pussy whipped much? What? Do we have more games?
I used to be a big Dolphins fan. Dad loved Dan Marino, so if I wasn't pretending to be the Giants, I'd pretend to be the Dolphins.
And what? Like fucking round.
We actually have no more games left to predict, but can we actually do... we should do a rewatch podcast where we watch those old Lorenzo wrestling matches from you guys from like 2001.
Oh, God. All right, only if we do a podcast. Only if before on the podcast we rewatch both Super Bowls, Giants-Patriots. And we just like play the Wes Welker drop over and over.
Can I smoke a bunch of pot and have a bunch of Vicodin before we do that?
Those were great games, too. Yeah. I remember every time in the first one they would show Bill Belichick, I had to mention how terrible his hoodie was. Ugh. Like, every time I'd be, oh, what a gross hoodie. Like,
you thought it was fucking gonna fuck us up. You made our dog, like, stay in the room.
Yeah, they couldn't fucking move.
I don't even remember which dog it was.
Both of them.
Lulu and Callie and Dina?
Yeah, none of them could leave the fucking room. You sit in your bed until the game ends. Nobody fucking move. God,
didn't you like scream fuck you to the neighbors?
What?
When we won? You were outside?
I don't think I did.
Because they're Pats fans?
What? That rhyme?
I don't think that's accurate. I don't want to name names.
I remember cursing Griff. I was like, fuck you, man. I didn't even know him back then.
Yeah.
Let's just make like a 4-hour podcast.
Griff, you should be an Argonauts fan.
I am an Argonauts fan.
Yes, there you go. You
should be a fucking Patriots fan.
You live closer to Buffalo.
You should be an Argonauts fan. No NFL team, just the Argonauts.
Root for the Saints, like your dad.
Why the Patriots?
You already know.
I know the story, but
okay.
I think I think
the Raiders win that game. Screw for Raiders.
That's a good question. He might very well be.
Or if he went to that another like bar or wherever they watched the game, and there were a bunch of Raiders fans there, would he be a Raiders fan?
Raiders fans can't.
Because there were a lot of Patriots fans.
Raiders fans can't afford Disney.
Where he was, that's true. I have no idea what that means, but...
They're fucking...
Miguel, can you afford Disney?
I don't think Miguel knows this exists.
Miguel's been on this podcast before.
He was?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't talk shit about it the whole time and then say, I'm just kidding.
No, Miguel was on like right before COVID hit.
When are you getting breach on?
Yeah.
You should ask Britain to be on, and then secretly ask Breach to be on, and then have them talk to each other. Don't watch that Britain like that.
I think Britain would tell me to go fuck myself and just leave.
Yeah, that's perfect podcast.
I think Britain had the best tweet I've ever seen earlier today. He was like, about to hit the pen and go see my therapist. Hope she doesn't notice. Just like popped the weed pen.
Oh.
I gotta read it now.
What's the longest episode of YWC podcast yet?
An hour 51 minutes. Well, that was with Phil and Big Rat.
What are we on?
Big Rat.
An hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah, I saw that guy in Dallas. I was just like, I don't like you. Why? I don't know. I just made that up. He's tall.
His name is Ricky.
I've never met him. What happened?
His name is Ricky. I just learned that like a few weeks ago.
Big Rat?
Yeah.
His name is Ricky. I remember, it's like Big Rat 13, and I was reading it really fast. I was like, what the fuck is Big Rat 13? I was like, what the hell is this?
Big Rat 13. Good friends are like classic.
Yeah, so just awful takes about wrestling. Great guy, awful takes.
He is a great guy.
I don't really like that spot right there. He just did a suplex, Brandon. What are you worried about? All right, well, what time are we
sorry, Griff, we're ruining the podcast.
Guys, it's fine. We're already done talking football, so we can stay on as long as we want to talk about whatever. This is my podcast.
There's got to be more football stuff, right? Did anything else happen?
We can talk about those awful ESPN trades. Sam Darnold for like a 6th-round pick.
I'd rather talk about how the ESPN new commentary team sucks.
Get off the chair. It's just creaking. You're ruining the podcast. Who is it?
Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Louis Riddick.
Fucking Louis Riddick. He ran in for the Giants GM job and didn't get it. Thank God. Yeah, he's an idiot, too. Mm-hmm. Who is it with him? Who did he say?
Brian Greasy and Steve Levy.
Missed it for a third time, Matt. Thank you. Griff, one more time.
Steve Levy.
Who is it?
Steve Levy, okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to host the draft next year?
Why?
Because Trey Wingo's gone.
Oh.
Is he actually gone from ESPN?
Yeah, he got fired.
Is that why they ended Golic and Wingo, or?
No, no. They were sick of Golic, and then they had nothing for Trey Wingo to do but the draft, and they were like, I'm not going to pay you.
He was a weekly Wednesday on Michael K. show.
I hate that guy. Ever since he did that, he talked shit about the Patriots Rams Super Bowl and people thought it was boring. He was like, that's so boring. Don't watch. Like, dude, it was a boring game. Fuck yourself.
Yeah. There are such things as boring games. Not like the team should try to be entertaining, but we can still be bored with it.
After that, I was like, dude, I'm done with you. Your fucking real name is. I gotta look up his real name. It's something stupid.
It's not Trey something?
No, it's like Harold Chapman or something.
Why does he go by Trey Wingo?
Hold on. Hal Chapman Wingo the Third.
Oh, okay.
And he got Trey out of Hal. Said his nickname for how many hookers he fucked in high school. Trey.
Cool.
Three of them. But it's not even T-R-E. It's T-R-E-Y. Look at his stupid fucking face. I hate this guy. I love him.
He's born
in Greenwich. Yeah, he lives here still.
Why does Anthony Darrell McFarlane go by Booger? Because it's a childhood nickname that's stuck.
Because he's fat and ugly.
Booger's awesome. LSU.
Booger was good in the. I actually liked Booger when he wasn't on the Boogermobile. I thought he was much better actually in the booth. Trey Wingo grew up with Randy Arozarena?
Shut the fuck up.
How's that possible? He's 57. Randy's like 25.
Okay.
Randy's older than I am.
He probably grew up near Steve Young.
He's from Greenwich.
In Utah?
No. Chris, where did Steve Young go to college?
I think BYU.
Fuck. Did I give it away with Utah?
I don't think he went to Utah.
Yeah.
The only other good school there.
He was born in Salt Lake City, went to Greenwich High School.
I didn't know he was born in Utah.
Me either.
And then he went to Greenwich High School.
Yeah. Griff, who's your favorite Food Network chef?
Mark McEwen.
Are you ready to ask him a question?
Who?
Mark McEwen.
I don't even know who that is. I have to look him
up. Randy, who's your favorite athlete from Connecticut?
Why'd you just say Randy?
Griff.
Wow.
Randy, I want to know yours too, so tweet me.
Got the host's name wrong.
The host's name wrong.
Well, Shane McMahon and Stephanie McMahon went to the same high school. And, yep, there he is, Trey Wingo. And also, too,
Wait, which high school did they go to?
Greenwich High School.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think they actually ever lived in Greenwich.
Who?
The McMahons.
He fucking grew up in Greenwich.
Yeah, it's a work, you idiot. They live in Weston.
He grew up in Greenwich.
I didn't know that was real.
Yeah, you also thought Shawn Michaels' real name was Michael Shawn.
It is. He just has a last name
Shawn.
No, I didn't ever specify it.
Yeah, Hickenbottom.
Yeah, I never specified if that was his full name or his first
name. Can we get like a time lapse of Shawn Michaels' photos every year and just see when the eye started to go?
Yeah, and his hair too.
Well, his hair started to go like
pretty early.
I don't know why he shaved, but now he has this comb over, and it's so bad. It's like you know it's bad because you're always wearing a hat.
I like your hat.
Still has good abs though.
He does.
Johnny, like a couple years ago, had like an ab competition. Look up that photo. Google Johnny Gargano, Shawn Michaels ab competition.
Is this going to be like a fucking porno?
Why did you have so many draft saves?
Because I was trying to tweet about Clyde and then the Astros, and then fucking Twitter's been down.
Well, I think it's your connection.
It's not. It's been down. What am I looking up?
Look up, I don't forget.
HBK Gargano abs?
Yeah.
What was I going to say as well?
Actually,
we
both have good abs.
Can you
say good about this for sure?
The only thing I want to say is, though, why does Britain hate Breach?
Who? Why does Britain hate Breach? I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know the backstory.
I was reading those.
Breach was just like, kept making jokes, and Britain's like, dude, we're not even friends. That's all I know. Are we still on the podcast?
Yes, we
are. This is YWC TMZ.
Yes. A little bit of everything, guys. This is the special 30th episode. But anyway, guys, this episode is actually also sponsored by Poland Springs, Mountain Dew, and the Country Cow in Connecticut.
Yes, I'm going there tomorrow. So excited.
Yeah, I met shit on it every time I would say cow's the best. And he's like, nah, it's trash.
The Mercado used to be so good.
No, it's not.
It's also expensive. $4.10 for a bacon, egg, and cheese.
When I was in high school, it was like $3.10.
Yeah, inflation.
So, stop complaining. You knew it.
But
you
it knew probably, it was coming. It was probably overpriced 10 years ago, too. No. It's so goddamn
so
delicious.
Worth it. Griff, if it's worth it, is it really overpriced?
Griff needs to... Yes. Like, Five Guys is so good, but it's super overpriced. Griff needs to come visit and get the cow, and then Pepe's.
And then all the other pizza spots as well.
Still sick. I've only tried Pepe's, and I've never had the New Haven one.
Hit record again, and then let everyone know how much awesomeness they just missed.
You guys, we went off and we're just talking forever. You guys missed a lot there. We were in the middle of Times Square getting hot dogs.
Getting a hot dog in NYC.
Getting a hot dog in the middle of New York City. After NXT TakeOver. Where I met Bobby for the first and only time ever.
Fucking Bobby.
Yeah. Who I'm trying to get on the podcast one day, hopefully.
That was then? I thought that was... Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was Bailey Sasha.
Wait, we stayed in New York City for Brooklyn 1?
Yep.
Yeah, we were in...
Oh, wow.
That's where fucking the Joker's filmed there. Like,
clearly. Yeah. Wow, yeah, we were in Manhattan for that.
Yeah.
I remember driving to Brooklyn when I fucking got Carson. I bought the fucking Money in the Bank thing, but I didn't buy the fucking stupid t-shirt because I thought they would have it on sale later.
I remember you buying the briefcase.
Not having the SummerSlam t-shirt.
No, the fucking NXT TakeOver shirt.
I forgot to ask Becky Lynch if she was single.
That's true. But you did, you were so excited, you fucking 69 your dad and came in his fucking pants or whatever.
That was in Orlando though, right?
That was in New York.
Oh, that was fucking in Brooklyn.
Oh.
You met PCB in the fucking submission sorority.
Jesus.
Oh, God. I miss those trips.
That was the first time I ever met Ryan Radar.
You met the Radars there?
I met Radar at SummerSlam 15.
Wow.
Where the fuck were we?
In the seats.
How did you, like, know? Did you know him from his videos or anything? Or did he know you?
He knew me through Twitter because when I was trying to get tickets for the Royal Rumble in 2015, he was trying to find a presale link, and I sent him the link, and then he was just like, "Oh, thanks." And then we followed each other, we were kind of DMing, and that's when I was like, "Oh, hey, I was supposed to meet him in Philly, but that never happened." So then I met him in Brooklyn.
How soon after that did you guys have sex?
About a year and a half later in Orlando.
Not bad.
Yeah, and then you met Ryan. You're like, "God damn it!"
You mean Nick?
No, I thought he said he met Nick.
No, he talked about Ryan.
I never met Nick in person until Orlando.
Then you met Nick and you were like, what the fuck? One's like normal. The other one's a crazy bad football take. Carson Wentz is the GOAT. Okay.
And then what's it called? And then I still find it hilarious that Matt and Ryan Falcone were like 2 feet apart in Dallas, yet Matt had no idea who the fuck he was when I was talking about him before New Orleans.
I didn't know who a lot of people were. I fucking Big Ref 317 or whatever.
10. 310.
Yeah, fuck that number.
I've never talked to him, but... Why? You don't like Eli?
What?
You said fuck that number.
310.
Oh, we were talking about 10.
No, fuck 310. That's, out of all the numbers in the world, that's the worst one you could possibly choose.
Not 36 is.
No. Griff's lucky number is fucking 11. It's a great movie.
Crickets.
Griff doesn't know that movie. Come on.
I've never seen it. I only know it because you've talked to him.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, who's in it? Fucking
Cameron Josh Diaz. Hartnett, Bruce Willis.
Josh Hartnett.
Fucking Lucy Liu. It's a great
movie. None of that's getting my gears going.
It's a great movie.
You can't start with Josh Hartnett. Who cares about Josh
Hartnett? How'd you find me? I'm a world-class assassin, Buckhead. How do you think I found you?
That's from Lucky Number 11?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like Family Guy.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we are talking some more, just doing our thing, you know. But Matt and Alex...
I hit record again
because I wanted to, because Matt was getting mad at me. But anyway, Matt, it was great having you on for the first time. I'm going to get you back on sometime soon. And Alex, thanks for coming on once again.
Yeah, no problem. Next time Matt's here and we're both here, we'll do it.
Apologize to everybody who actually fucking listened to this shit, because this is probably your least put-together episode. You're going to have to edit around.
Of you.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's...
That was fun.
4-1 and...
Matt, put your pants on. Matt, put your pants on.
5-1.
He scored before we could even see it. Griff knows the fucking future.
I could have told you it was 5-1 off the bat.
No, you couldn't have. He almost had him. So fucking...
poor Broussard.
The Dodgers are goddamn blowing it again. The Astros are going to win the World Series again.
They're still down in the series.
Have all the momentum. And you know what,
Griff? So did the Dodgers.
Griff, tell us what you say about momentum.
It's only as good as the next day's pitching.
No. He has a quote.
Griff, do you have a quote about momentum?
Not that I can remember.
Okay, yeah. Matt's just being an idiot. Are you still recording or did you stop it?
You know what? I'm going to stop right now. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye, guys. Love you. It's still on. Brandon, tell me what you think.
Penis.
Goodbye, guys. See you next week after week 6.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.